From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes from the notebook of biologist Kathleen Sace. Fire season is just around the corner, and steps can be taken to protect one's property and everyone's welfare. The first step is to reduce fire risk in the landscape around your home by limbing, pruning, and cleaning gutters. Trellises that attach to your building should be removed, and moving shrubs, trees, and wood piles alongside your house. A much more difficult matter is reducing fire risk on the outer surface of your home. This takes planning, money, and time to implement. While it is ideal to have buildings with non-flammable outer surfaces, in a region where wood is the least expensive building material, this is not easy to change. One could start with roofs and gutters, where blown embers often land first. Keep your gutters clean. Keep pine needles and other woody debris off the roof, and remove overhanging branches, vines, and other burnable materials from alongside buildings. Plan to change roofing materials from asphalt or wood shingles to metal, slate, or tile when and if you can. Siding is the next line of defense. Look at less flammable options like fiber cement board, concrete, brick, and metal. Wood, vinyl, and asphalt siding are all flammable. If you are planning to rebuild or build new, definitely include fire-resistant materials in your plans. There are many resources online about fire resistance for homes. Please take time to read about options. None of these changes may happen in a year or even five, but every step you can take away from flammable materials to fire resistance may save you, your family, and your neighborhood someday soon. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature. Thank you.